Hi, this is Dr. Spencer, and you are listening to Soul Surgeons, how to cut out not what's right and go from your breast health to your best health. Today, I'm so thrilled to have attorney Tanya Graham. She is a pit bull in the skirt, one of the best attorneys in the United States. I absolutely adore her. She does a lot of her work in Atlanta. But like a lot of women that are listening, you're very busy, and she has managed to have a full body transformation in just over a year. And so oftentimes the listeners may say, well, you know, I'm a working mom, I have a career, whether I work inside the home or outside the home, I want to lose weight, I'm feeling sluggish, but how can I fit into my schedule? How can I get motivated to transform myself from my breast health to my best health? So we're just sitting here chatting, and she's actually getting some editing done to help enhance her workout with some cool sculpting. And I just wanted her to share with our listeners how she made her transformation. Or, you know, Attorney Graham, what initially inspired you to make this transformation? You were sharing with me, what size were you initially?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. And being over 50, we have challenges with our weight, and I've always been very concerned about it. But what really inspired me to kind of take it seriously is just seeing a photograph of myself in April of 2017.
Wow.
I didn't recognize myself. I had gained so much weight slowly over time.
And what caused that weight gain? Because was you just like super busy?
Oh my God, incredibly busy. Mm-hmm. I have, you know, being an attorney is not a 9-to-5
sure.
type of job. So mm-hmm. My excuse would always be I'm busy. I have court. I have to prepare for court. I have to meet a client. Just one excuse after another.
Mm-hmm. And so when you saw that photo, did you know it was you, or did you think it was someone else? Like, what? Put me in the setting of the scene. Now, I've seen the photo, and it's unbelievable. Like, I didn't even recognize her myself, but
yeah. I mean, you know, you just get bogged down with your grind, and you make excuses about why you don't have time to exercise and eat right.
Mm-hmm.
Because a big part of your fitness is eating right. I would say 80% of it is how you eat.
Mm-hmm.
And you just don't make the time to meal prep, which is important, and you don't make the time to exercise. And so when I saw that photo, and just recognizing the fact that you know, being out of shape and overweight can cause all sorts of health issues like hypertension, mm-hmm. diabetes, etc.
Sure.
I just made up my mind to make a change.
Mm-hmm. And so did you start it on your own, or did you hire a trainer, or how did that work for you initially?
Well, initially I decided to work out on Saturday, May 27th, 2017.
And she remembers the date.
The exact
that
date.
That's profoundly impressive. So it was very important to you. I mean, you remember the exact date.
Absolutely. I've worked out mm-hmm. now every day since then.
Mm-hmm.
That's 110 weeks. That's over 770 days in a row. So
wow.
I initially wanted to try to work out 90 days in a row. And what I was doing was I was posting the fact that I was working out,
mm-hmm.
Posting it both on Facebook and Instagram. And
what inspired you to post? Because social media is it can be have a very profound impact, especially when used the right way. And, you know, for you to take the time to even care enough to post it, to share with others, like what inspired you to put it on social media?
I put it on social media for my personal accountability.
Wow.
So I felt like if I can exercise 90 days in a row and post it, then I'm making myself accountable to myself. I was really posting it for myself, not necessarily intending to inspire others.
Wow.
However, that's mm-hmm. exactly what it did.
Mm-hmm.
So I started getting DMs, messages from friends, calls, and people saying, hey, I see you working out, so I'm going to start to, you know, it just became inspiring. And so after the 90 days, I decided to not post every day, but to continue to work out every single day. And I post intermittently, like maybe 2 to 3 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I still get calls and DMs, and even people I don't know, just a ton of different followers, just saying how inspiring it is to see me working out. And also, you know, I've lost about 55 pounds.
Wow, that is tremendous. Because you went down a couple of dress sizes, right? Where did you start?
Well, I was in a 16W or probably an 18, mm-hmm. and I'm down to a 10. Right now.
Wow.
And I'm 5'9".
That's what, 8 dress sizes?
Yeah, I'm 5'9".
So that's like almost a whole person or half a person. I mean, that is so significant because looking at your body habits, you certainly don't have the appearance of someone that was a 16 wide.
Well, we have the photos to prove.
Yes, we do. But I'm just so incredibly proud of you.
And so it's not easy. There are some days when I work very hard. But initially I started off working just on my own. I do have a trainer that I had worked with off and on, and every year or every other year I would go see her mm-hmm. around September, trying to get in shape for my birthday at the end of October, and then I would fall off after that. Mm-hmm. And so this time what I decided to do was to get my mind right first before I went to her. So I started really Memorial Day weekend, and I didn't start working out with her until Labor Day weekend of 2017, mm-hmm. and I haven't stopped since.
Well, now one thing that stood out to me and what you shared was what a lot of women experience, and that is how many times is it we'll work out for an event, whether it's our birthday, you want to fit into a New Year's dress, you're going to, on a beach vacation, you want to look nice, or a class mm-hmm. reunion. So we work out for these occasions and not really make it a lifestyle. And I'm so impressed with the fact that you made a deliberate effort to not do your usual, because, you know, mm-hmm. bad heart habits are really difficult to break, but you were able to do that.
Right.
And you made a personal commitment to not just take a pause and work out for your birthday, but to make it a lifestyle shift.
Well, it absolutely was a lifestyle change. And when I started back with my trainer, because it was Labor Day weekend, she had fully expected me to stop coming after my birthday at the end of October. But I've continued, and of course, I've been going now. It'll be 2 years consistently with my trainer for 2 years. But I only go to her, depending on my schedule, anywhere from 1 to 3 times a week. So the other days, what I do is I also have a membership at LA Fitness. So mm-hmm. I may go there and do some cardio, or I do swim. I may do other things, like I do walk around Stone Mountain, that 5-mile trail.
Wow.
Or there are days where I'm just so busy, I can't do any of that. So mm-hmm. on those days, I do have a stationary bike in my sitting room off my bedroom. Mm-hmm. I have a roaming chair. I have a medicine ball. I have a yoga mat, and I have weights from 5 to 20. I'll do something. So on those days where I'm just drop dead tired,
sure.
I'll ride the bike for 15 minutes, and that's enough to get my heart rate up. It's important mm-hmm. to get the heart rate up.
Sure.
So I'll just do that and, you know, call it a day on those days. Mm-hmm. And then other days, I may do a little more in my little personal gym at home. I may do 30 minutes or an hour, but I get something in every single day, whether I'm at home, out of state, out of the country, wherever I am, I'm getting some exercise in somewhere.
Yeah. And you know what I love about what you shared is that cardio is essentially wherever you are. And so even if you can't make it to the gym, because a lot of times we'll give ourselves the excuse that, hey, I don't have time to go to the gym, or I'm too tired, because realistically, you know, we're juggling so many plates, so that's completely understandable. But you've got to set yourself up for success.
Right.
And one of the things I noticed that you mentioned is that a lot of your equipment is at the home or accessible either in the office or near your home. And so the fact that you have your medicine ball, you have your bike. Now, there's mm-hmm. some things that women can do. Let's say they don't have a gym in their home. Mm-hmm. Are there some things that you would recommend that they can do without the equipment?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when I work late, I'll take a break. My office building is 5 stories. I'll walk up and down the 5 stories 10 times.
You hear that, ladies?
Yes.
You can hit the stairs.
Yeah, I'll do those stairs.
Okay.
There's some exercise that you can do with just a regular chair that you sit in, some mm-hmm. leg lifts. There's some things you can do for your abs and just a regular
chair. So they can just get some ankle weights from one of the stores?
Yeah, ankle weights or no weights.
Okay.
You know?
Just stationary.
Stationary. Okay. Just mm-hmm. do something. Sometimes I'll just do some just plain old squats.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just do some squats. There's no equipment for that. I'll just do that, you know, do it enough where I feel it. Or just do some sit-ups or something. Or some leg lifts.
Mm-hmm.
Something has to be done. There's no excuse not having a gym, not having a trainer,
mm-hmm.
Not having equipment, because there's so many different ways that you can exercise. You can go outside your house and get on the curb, and you can do like some stutter steps on the curb. You can walk your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just so much you can do. So there's really no excuse. You just have to make your mind up and be as committed to your health and your wellness as you are to your career or to your children or to your marriage or whatever. We, as women, we are always so committed to everything else but ourselves, and our health takes a toll because of that. So we have to make our really some self-love as important as we love everybody else. We love
sure.
everybody else, but we put ourselves last.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to just carve out some time, whether it's 15 minutes, 30 minutes, or an hour. My really hard workouts, I do like maybe 3 in the week, and the rest of them are between 15 minutes and an hour that I do on my own. So we just have to make that commitment to ourselves and our health and our wellness. And eating right is a major part of that.
So it sounds like one of the keys to success is, one, just committing to it. And then, two, just finding time to have self-care regardless of how busy you are, but make it a priority as if you were caring for your loved one. Because oftentimes we'll put more effort, right? If we were caring for our children. If your son or daughter was overweight and they needed to work out, I'm certain that you would buy them the weights that they needed, the medicine ball they needed, whatever resources they needed to get that weight off. So we got to commit to ourselves as if we commit to our family members.
Right.
Now,
but the eating is, I think, 80% up. Now, that's the hardest part, actually.
Absolutely.
Because we are so programmed to grab and go.
Mm-hmm.
And so grabbing and go is really going to kill us, because we are going to be overweight, have the hypertension and the diabetes. We're going to have gout. We're going to have these problems.
There's more deaths from diabetes than HIV right now.
I believe it.
It's one of the top medical challenges that we have in terms of morbidity, meaning problems, medical problems, and mortality, deaths.
Right. Well, I have to credit my trainer, Carla Fields, with her meal programs, because between May and September, when I started with her in 2007, I had only lost 6 pounds.
Between May and September 2017?
Mm-hmm. I had only lost 6 pounds by working out. I had not committed to the change in my diet.
Mm-hmm.
So she has a plan called 6-4-2-2.
Tell us more about 6-4-2-2.
Oh, it's awesome. What you do is you have to eat per day 6 vegetables per day, 4 proteins, 2 carbs, and 2 fruits. And so in order to get those 6 vegetables in, you have to incorporate some into your breakfast, which is what we don't do.
We don't.
Yeah, so I might have some spinach with my omelet. I may have some squash and zucchini with my breakfast. I mean, she's just got some incredible meal plans. And then I've also started doing, I don't eat beef or pork. I do a lot of plant-based proteins, so there are some days where I don't eat meat at all.
What are some examples that the ladies can use for their plant-based?
Oh my God, that incredible Impossible Burger. Oh my God, that thing is so good.
Who sells that?
They now sell it at Publix, you know.
It's called Incredible Impossible?
No, I'm calling it Incredible.
What's
but it's
name?
Called the Impossible Burger, and they also have Impossible Link Sausages. It's all vegan.
Really?
There's several really, really good.
And this is at Kroger or Publix?
Publix.
Okay.
Publix just started selling, a lot of vegan restaurants sell it. But you've really got to get those vegetables in.
Sure.
I limit fried foods.
And do you do any smoothies? Do you put any of your vegetables and fruits in smoothies?
I do, but I also do a plant-based protein with that, because you always got to have the protein, because you don't want to just lose fat, you want to build muscle.
Sure.
And you can only build muscle with protein. So I do a plant-based protein powder when I do my smoothies, and I'll typically put either kale or spinach in there with a fruit. I might do some flax seeds. I might do a couple of fruits. I might do a pineapple, strawberry, raspberry, you know, some things that help with antioxidants.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to really do some research on your foods, or, you know, Carla has it all laid out for you.
Yeah, but no, it makes sense.
She's got it all laid out.
And so ladies, your antioxidants are vitamins A, C, and E. Whoever used to remember it in medical school is ace. If you play spades, it's like a really important card. So A, C, and E. So just remember what Attorney Graham was saying, get your antioxidants in as well. And 85% of our immune system is in our gut. So what we eat is super important, not just for longevity, but also for from a cancer standpoint, because our immune system controls cancer. And if you have a family history of any sort of cancer, especially breast cancer, it's important that you're very mindful of what you're eating. So I'm so glad you mentioned culinary choices.
I mean I lost 6 pounds on my own, and so I'm at about 55 pounds, so the other 49 pounds I have to give my trainer the credit for not only the hard workouts, but also making certain that we eat right. She would even have us take photographs of the food and send it to us so she could say, no, don't eat that at this time. So I eat like 6 times a day.
Do you do like small frequent meals?
I do, but lunch is typically my biggest meal. Dinner will consist of a protein and a vegetable, no carbs. I basically don't eat any bread right now, although I do, you know, every now and again. I don't deprive myself. Whenever I want it, I have it. If I do have it, I have it at lunch. And also, I drink half my body weight in water every day. Your water intake is imperative to just help flush out some of these impurities and some of the foods. But you got to eat clean, drink a lot of water, eat those vegetables. 6-4-2-2, I mean, I swear by it, because look at all the weight that I lost.
It has been tremendous.
Just working out with her, but the eating, she'll tell you, day one, how you eat is the most important part of this.
Now, can you share within the 6-4-2-2 again? So it's six
vegetables.
Six
every
fresh
day.
Vegetables.
Uh-huh. Four proteins. Two carbs. And two fruits.
Some
days I don't do the two carbs, because Carla's got me eating cauliflower rice and cauliflower potatoes. So I'm you know, I don't eat a lot of carbs right now.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, when I switch to the method in which she told me to eat, which I didn't do right away.
Yes.
I figured if I come in there and I work out, the weight's going to fall off. And so she's like, you're not losing the weight. You're obviously not eating right. So send me a picture of what you're eating.
Mm-hmm.
Once I had that level of accountability,
that was a huge
it was like the weight was melting off. It was like butter on a hot pan. Just
gosh. We all need some butter on a hot pan to melt the weight off. I love that. Now, did she mention anything about keto diet? A lot of times women will ask about keto diet. It's just basically forced starvation. And so it puts your body into
a
system where it thinks that it's starving. So it'll start to break down fat. And that's not the healthiest way in which to lose weight. But I love the system in which you're recommending for the ladies to just make sure you have something that's balanced with the
That is her eating plan, right? That's hers. She's trademarked it. That's hers.
Wonderful.
And it's really good. But I like to share it with people, because it's kind of like saving lives without a doctor visit. No offense.
You know what? Most of the saving of lives for me happens outside of my office.
Right,
and that's why
Attorney
Graham and I were just chatting here, having a conversation, and what she was sharing with me about her weight loss journey, or just her lifestyle changing journey, I thought, you know what, I wish other women could benefit from this. So I'm so happy that she just spontaneously agreed to do the podcast, because the information is so valuable to save lives, and this has far more of an impact than my scalpel will, because that is something that is short-lived. This is something, it's not about losing weight, but gaining life. This is a lifestyle change. You want to live to 100 at least.
Right.
So it's not
just
about getting this weight off, but a complete lifestyle shift. And it sounds like you shifted your mind first. And
well,
then
that
your
was
body
most
followed.
Important.
Yeah.
That was most important, because if I didn't make up my mind, then I'd be just like I was all the other years, work out intermittently, stop, work out intermittently. I had 1,000 excuses for just not working out. So you definitely have to just be committed to yourself. Like I said, we women were so committed to everything else.
Mm-hmm.
We're up at the school, we're volunteering, we're here, we're helping out here, and then we get home and we're so exhausted from helping any and everybody else that we just go to bed and we grab and go as far as our food, and we don't exercise. So it's just important. We don't drink water. We're constantly drinking sweet tea or lemonade. as if that's better than soda. It's still sugar.
Lots of sugar,
and
yes.
And it's still calories. And yes. So you're drinking sugar water, that sugar is going to turn to fat.
Absolutely.
And you can't figure out why you're gaining weight, but you drink a gallon of sweet tea a day. Mm-hmm. Replace that with a gallon of water and just do that and watch the difference.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Well, I thank you for your time. And just to summarize for the listeners, it sounds like what she's sharing with us is, number one, you've got to be deliberate about changing your mindset in terms of changing your lifestyle. You've got to be committed to self-care.
Right.
And really make a decision to be consistent with it. The second thing I thought was super important is making sure that you are accountable, whether you do it on social media, whether you have a trainer, whether you journal, whether you have a health partner, but just have an accountability partner. Whether it's in the form of a digital format or actual person or journaling. And then very lastly, culinary choices. Just making sure that you're eating and you are what you eat. You know, if you're eating garbage, garbage in, garbage out. You're eating a lot of sugar, you're going to be sluggish and have all the side effects that come with things that aren't good for you. And so I'm just appreciate you inspiring all the women. I'm looking at Attorney Graham's Instagram post, and it's showing her, what is that workout called?
Well, right here, I'm just doing some pull-ups.
Some pull-ups. And I think it was 1 year to the date, October 7th to October 8th of the following year. And she has on the same workout outfit, and it is like night and day. She's lean, she's strong, she's fast, she's confident. And the, you know, the lady to the left, which is where she started,
right,
is you know, she's really trying to do that workout, but I can see that there was such a difference in the effort and also in the way your body looks. So you
right.
should be so proud of yourself.
Right. And I tell people my secrets are in my hashtags, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Stay committed, unfatten myself, eat right, rest well. That's important.
Yes.
Drink water, drama free, you know.
That's right.
Unbothered. And it's a process.
Wow.
So don't expect all that weight to come off in 2 months. It took me 11 months to see a difference, and to actually meet my weight goal, it took 15 months.
Wow. So it's a long game.
Yeah.
In terms of the journey. Now, where can people find you? And I know you are a super busy lady, but can you just tell them a little bit about who you are and what you do, and just in case they may need your advice outside of like the physical working out,
okay.
lifestyle change aspect
right.
of things?
All right, absolutely. Well, again, my name is Fonda Mitchell Graham. I'm an attorney. I practice in family law and entertainment law. I've been practicing over 27 years. They can find me on my website, which is www.tmgesq.com. They can catch me on Instagram. I'm pretty active on there, and send me a message. That's TMGESQ. We also have an Instagram page for our law firm. That's TMGPC. And then we have an informational email. That's info@tmg.com. And finally, the cell phone number. No, not that one. Sorry. The office number. The office number.
It's been a long day.
Yes, it has. It's 770-492-9013.
Attorney Graham, thank you so much for your time. You are saving lives.
Thank you.
Yes.
Without a doctor's visit.
That's right. I love it. Hi, this is Dr. Spencer, and you are listening to Soul Surgeons, How to Cut Out Not What's Right and Go From Your Breast Health to Your Best Health. Today, I'm so thrilled to have attorney Tanya Graham. She is a pit bull in the skirt, one of the best attorneys in the United States. I absolutely adore her. She does a lot of her work in Atlanta. But like a lot of women that are listening, you're very busy, and she has managed to have a full body transformation in just over a year. And so oftentimes the listeners may say, well, you know, I'm a working mom, I have a career, whether I work inside the home or outside the home, I want to lose weight, I'm feeling sluggish, but how can I fit into my schedule? How can I get motivated to transform myself from my breast health to my best health? So we're just sitting here chatting, and she's actually getting some editing done to help enhance her workout with some cool sculpting. And I just wanted her to share with our listeners
how she made her transformation, or, you know, Attorney Graham, what initially inspired you to make this transformation? You were sharing with me, what size were you initially?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. And being over 50, we have challenges with our weight, and I've always been very concerned about it. But what really inspired me to kind of take it seriously is just seeing a photograph of myself in April of 2017.
Wow.
I didn't recognize myself. I had gained so much weight slowly over time.
And what caused that weight gain? Because it was, you're just like super busy.
Oh my God, incredibly busy. Mm-hmm. I have, you know, being an attorney is not a 9-to-5 sure. type of job. So mm-hmm. My excuse would always be I'm busy. I have court. I have to prepare for court. I have to meet a client. Just one excuse after another.
Mm-hmm. And so when you saw that photo, did you know it was you, or did you think it was someone else? Like, what? Put me in the setting of the scene. Now, I've seen the photo, and it's unbelievable. Like, I didn't even recognize her myself, but.
Yeah. You know, you just get bogged down with your grind, and you make excuses about why you don't have time to exercise and eat right.
Mm-hmm.
Because a big part of your fitness is eating right. I would say 80% of it is how you eat.
Mm-hmm.
And you just don't make the time to meal prep, which is important, and you don't make the time to exercise. And so when I saw that photo, and just recognizing the fact that, you know, being out of shape and overweight can cause all sorts of health issues like hypertension, mm-hmm. diabetes, etc.
Sure.
I just made up my mind to make a change.
Mm-hmm. And so did you start it on your own, or did you hire a trainer, or how did that work for you initially?
Well, initially I decided to work out on Saturday, May 27th, 2017.
She remembers the date.
The exact
that
date.
That's profoundly impressive. So well, that was very important to you. I mean, you remember the exact date.
Absolutely. I've worked out mm-hmm. now every day since then.
Mm-hmm.
That's 110 weeks. That's over 770 days in a row. So
wow.
I initially wanted to try to work out 90 days in a row. And what I was doing was I was posting the fact that I was working out,
mm-hmm.
Posting it both on Facebook and Instagram. And
what inspired you to post? Because social media is it can be have a very profound impact, especially when used the right way. And, you know, for you to take the time to even care enough to post it, to share with others, like what inspired you to put it on social media?
I put it on social media for my personal accountability.
Wow.
So I felt like if I can exercise 90 days in a row and post it, then I'm making myself accountable to myself. I was really posting it for myself, not necessarily intending to inspire others.
Wow.
However, that's mm-hmm. exactly what it did.
Mm-hmm.
So I started getting DMs, messages from friends, calls, and people saying, hey, I see you working out, so I'm going to start to, you know, it just became inspiring. And so after the 90 days, I decided to not post every day, but to continue to work out every single day. And I post intermittently, like maybe 2 to 3 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I still get calls and DMs, and even people I don't know, just a ton of different followers just saying how inspiring it is mm-hmm. to see me working out. And also, you know, I've lost about 55 pounds.
Wow, that is tremendous. Because you went down a couple of dress sizes, right? Where did you start?
Well, I was in a 16W or probably an 18, mm-hmm. and I'm down to a 10 right now.
Wow.
And I'm 5'9".
That's what, 8 dress sizes?
Yeah, I'm 5'9". So
that's like almost a whole person or half a person. I mean, that is so significant because looking at your body habits, you certainly don't have the appearance of someone that was a 16 wide.
Well, we have the photos to prove.
Yes, we do. But I'm just so incredibly proud of you.
And so it's not easy. There are some days when I work very hard. And but initially, I started off working just on my own. I do have a trainer that I had worked with off and on, and every year or every other year, I would go see her
mm-hmm.
around September, trying to get in shape for my birthday at the end of October. And then I would fall off after that. And mm-hmm. so this time what I decided to do was to get my mind right first before I went to her. So I started really Memorial Day weekend, and I didn't start working out with her until Labor Day weekend of 2017. Mm-hmm. And I haven't stopped since.
Well, now one thing that stood out to me and what you shared was what a lot of women experience, and that is, how many times is it we'll work out for an event, whether it's our birthday, you want to fit into a New Year's dress, you're going to, you know, on a beach vacation, you want to look nice, or a class mm-hmm. reunion. So we work out for these occasions and not really make it a lifestyle. And I'm so impressed with the fact that you made a deliberate effort to not do your usual, because, you know, mm-hmm. bad heart habits are really difficult to break, but you were able to do that.
Right.
And you made a personal commitment to not just take a pause and work out for your birthday, but to make it a lifestyle shift.
Well, it absolutely was a lifestyle change. And when I started back with my trainer, because it was Labor Day weekend, she had fully expected me to stop coming after my birthday at the end of October, but I've continued, and of course I've been going now. It'll be 2 years consistently with my trainer for 2 years. But I only go to her, depending on my schedule, anywhere from 1 to 3 times a week. So the other days what I do is I also have a membership at LA Fitness, so mm-hmm. I may go there and do some cardio, or I do swim. I may do other things, like I do walk around Stone Mountain, that 5 mile trail.
Wow.
Or there are days where I'm just so busy, I can't do any of that. So mm-hmm. on those days, I do have a stationary bike in my sitting room off my bedroom. Mm-hmm. I have a roaming chair, I have a medicine ball, I have a yoga mat, and I have weights from 5 to 20. I'll do something. So on those days where I'm just drop dead tired,
sure.
I'll ride the bike for 15 minutes, and that's enough to get my heart rate up. It's important mm-hmm. to get the heart rate up.
Sure.
So I'll just do that and, you know, call it a day on those days. Mm-hmm. And then other days, I may do a little more in my little personal gym at home. I may do 30 minutes or an hour, but I get something in every single day, whether I'm at home, out of state, out of the country, wherever I am, I'm getting some exercise in somewhere.
Yeah. And, you know, what I love about what you shared is that cardio is essentially wherever you are. And so even if you can't make it to the gym, because a lot of times we'll give ourselves the excuse that, hey, I don't have time to go to the gym, or I'm too tired. Because realistically, you know, we're juggling so many plates. So that's completely understandable. But you've got to set yourself up for success.
Right.
And one of the things I noticed that you mentioned is that a lot of your equipment is at the home or accessible either in the office or near your home. And so the fact that you have your medicine ball, you have your bike. Now, there's mm-hmm. some things that women can do. Let's say they don't have a gym in their home. Mm-hmm. Are there some things that you would recommend that they can do without the equipment?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when I work late, I'll take a break. My office building is 5 stories. I'll walk up and down the 5 stories 10 times.
You hear that, ladies? You can hit the stairs.
Yeah, I'll do those stairs.
Okay.
There's some exercise that you can do with just a regular chair that you sit in, some mm-hmm. leg lifts. There's some things you can do for your abs and just a regular
so
chair.
So they can just get some ankle weights from what's one of the stores?
Yeah, ankle weights or no weights.
Okay.
You know?
Just stationary.
Stationary. Okay. Just mm-hmm. do some things. Sometimes I'll just do some just plain old squats.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just do some squats. There's no equipment for that. I'll just do that, you know, do it enough where I feel it. Or just do some sit-ups or something. Or some leg lifts.
Mm-hmm.
Something has to be done. There's no excuse not having a gym, not having a trainer,
mm-hmm.
Not having equipment, because there's so many different ways that you can exercise. You can go outside your house and get on the curb, and you can do like some stutter steps on the curb. You can walk your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just so much you can do. So there's really no excuse. You just have to make your mind up and be as committed to your health and your wellness as you are to your career or to your children or to your marriage or whatever. We, as women, we are always so committed to everything else but ourselves, and our health takes a toll because of that. So we have to make our really some self-love as important as we love everybody else. We love
sure.
everybody else, but we put ourselves last.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to just carve out some time, whether it's 15 minutes, 30 minutes or an hour. My really hard workouts, I do like maybe three in the week, and the rest of them are between 15 minutes and an hour that I do on my own. So we just have to make that commitment to ourselves and our health and our wellness. And eating right is a major part of that.
So it sounds like one of the keys to success is, one, just committing to it. And then two, just finding time to have self-care regardless of how busy you are, but make it a priority as if you were caring for your loved one. Because oftentimes we'll put more effort, right? If we were caring for our children. If your son or daughter was overweight and they needed to work out, I'm certain that you would buy them the weights that they needed, the medicine ball they needed, whatever resources they needed to get that weight off. So we got to commit to ourselves as if we commit to our family members.
Right. Now, but the eating is, I think, 80% up. Now, that's the hardest part, actually.
Absolutely.
Because we are so programmed to grab and go. Mm-hmm. And so grabbing and go is really going to kill us because we are going to be overweight, have the hypertension and the diabetes. We're going to have gout. We're going to have these problems.
There's more deaths from diabetes than HIV right now.
I believe it's one of the
top medical challenges that we have in terms of morbidity, meaning problems, medical problems, and mortality, deaths.
Right. Well, I have to credit my trainer, Carla Fields, with her meal programs because between May and September, when I started with her in 2007, I had only lost 6 pounds.
Between May and September 2017?
Mm-hmm. I had only lost 6 pounds by working out. I had not committed to the change in my diet. Mm-hmm. So she has a plan called 6-4-2-2.
Tell us more about 6-4-2-2.
Oh, it's awesome. What you do is you have to eat per day 6 vegetables per day, 4 proteins, 2 carbs, and 2 fruits. And so in order to get those 6 vegetables in, you have to incorporate some into your breakfast, which is what we don't do.
We don't.
Yeah, so I might have some spinach with my omelet. I may have some squash and zucchini with my breakfast. I mean, she's just got some incredible meal plans. And then I've also started doing, I don't eat beef or pork. I do a lot of plant-based proteins, so there are some days where I don't eat meat at all.
What are some examples that the ladies can use for their plant-based?
Oh my God, that incredible Impossible Burger. Oh my God, that thing is so good.
Who sells that?
They now sell it at Publix, you know.
It's called Incredible Impossible?
No, I'm calling it Incredible. It's called the Impossible Burger, and they also have Impossible Link Sausages. It's all vegan.
Really?
There's several really, really good.
And this is at Kroger or Publix?
Publix.
Okay.
Publix just started selling, a lot of vegan restaurants sell it. But you've really got to get those vegetables in.
Sure.
I limit fried foods.
And do you do any smoothies? Do you put any of your vegetables and fruits in smoothies?
I do, but I also do a plant-based protein with that because you always got to have the protein because you don't want to just lose fat. You want to build muscle.
Sure.
And you can only build muscle with protein. So I do a plant-based protein powder when I do my smoothies, and I'll typically put either kale or spinach in there with a fruit. I might do some flax seeds. I might do a couple of fruits. I might do a pineapple, strawberry, raspberry, you know, some things that help with antioxidants. Mm-hmm. So you got to really do some research on your foods, or, you know, Carla has it all laid out for you.
Yeah, but no, it makes sense.
She's got it all laid out.
And so ladies, your antioxidants and vitamins A, C, and E. Whoever used to remember it in medical school was ACE, if you play spades. Yeah. It's like a really important card. So A, C, and E. So just remember what Attorney Graham was saying, get your antioxidants in as well. And 85% of our immune system is in our gut. So what we eat is super important, not just for longevity, but also from a cancer standpoint, because our immune system controls cancer. And if you have a family history of any sort of cancer, especially breast cancer, it's important that you're very mindful of what you're eating. So I'm so glad you mentioned.
Oh, absolutely.
Culinary choices.
Right. I lost 6 pounds on my own, and so I'm at about 55 pounds. So the other 49 pounds, I have to give my trainer the credit for not only the hard workouts, but also making certain that we eat right. She would even have us take photographs of the food and send it to us so she can say, no, don't eat that at this time. So I eat like 6 times a day. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you do like small frequent meals?
I do. But lunch is typically my biggest meal. Dinner will consist of a protein and a vegetable, no carbs. I basically don't eat any bread right now, although I do, you know, every now and again. I don't deprive myself. Whenever I want it, I have it. If I do have it, I have it at lunch. And okay. Also, I drink half my body weight in water every day. Your water intake is imperative to just help flush out some of these impurities in some of the foods. Absolutely. But you got to eat clean. Drink a lot of water, eat those vegetables. 6-4-2-2, I mean, I swear by it because look at all the weight that I lost.
It has been tremendous.
Just working out with her, but the eating, she'll tell you, day one, how you eat is the most important part of this.
Now, can you share within the 6-4-2-2 again? So it's six.
Six vegetables.
Six
every day.
Vegetables.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Four proteins. Two carbs. And two fruits.
Six,
now,
four,
some days I don't do the two carbs because Carla's got me eating cauliflower rice and cauliflower potatoes. So I'm you know, I don't eat a lot of carbs right now.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, when I switched to the method in which she told me to eat, which I didn't do right away.
Yes.
I figured if I come in there and I work out, the weight's going to fall off. And so she's like, you're not losing the weight. You're obviously not eating right. So send me a picture of what you're eating.
Mm-hmm.
Once I had that level of accountability,
that was a huge level.
It was like the weight was melting off. It was like butter on a hot pan. Just
oh my
boom.
Gosh. We all need some butter on a hot pan to melt the weight off. I love that. Now, did she mention anything about keto diet? A lot of times women will ask about keto diet. It's just basically forced starvation. And so it puts your body into
a
system where it thinks that it's starving. So it'll start to break down fat. And that's not the healthiest way in which to lose weight. But I love the system in which you're recommending for the ladies to just make sure you have something that's balanced with the...
Right.
With
she,
the protein
that is her,
and the vegetables.
That is her eating plan, right? That's hers.
And carbs
she,
and fruit.
She's trademarked it. That's
mm-hmm.
hers.
Wonderful.
And it's really good. But I like mm-hmm. to share it with people because it's kind of like saving lives without a doctor visit. No offense.
No, but you know what? Most of the saving of lives for me happens outside of my office.
Right,
and that's why
right.
Attorney Graham and I were just chatting here, having a conversation. And what she was sharing with me about her weight loss journey or just her lifestyle changing journey, I thought, you know what, I wish other women could benefit from this. So I'm so happy that she just spontaneously agreed to do the podcast because the information is so valuable to save lives, and this has far more of an impact than my mm-hmm. scalpel will, because that
absolutely.
Is something that is short-lived. This is something, it's not about losing weight, but gaining life. This is
right.
a lifestyle change. You
right.
want to live to 100 at least.
Right.
So it's not
right.
just about getting this weight off, but a complete lifestyle shift. And it sounds like you changed, you shifted your mind first. And
well,
then
that
your
was
body
most
followed.
Important.
Yeah.
That was most important because
yeah.
if I didn't make up my mind, then I'd be just like I was all the other years, work out intermittently, stop, work out intermittently. I had 1,000 excuses for just not working out. So you definitely have to just be committed to yourself. Like I said, we women, we're so committed to everything else.
Mm-hmm.
We're up at the school, we're volunteering, we're here, we're helping out here, and then we get home and we're so exhausted from helping any and everybody else that we just go to bed and we grab and go as far as our food, and we don't exercise. So it's just important. We don't drink water. We're constantly drinking sweet tea and lemonade as if that's better than soda. It's still sugar.
Lots of sugar,
and
yes.
And it's still calories. And
yes.
so you're drinking sugar water, that sugar's gonna turn to fat.
Absolutely.
And you can't figure out why you're gaining weight, but you drink a gallon of sweet tea a day.
Mm-hmm.
Replace that with a gallon of water and just do that and watch the difference.
Wow, wow. Well, I thank you for your time. And just to summarize for the listeners, it sounds like what she's sharing with us is, number one, you've got to be deliberate about changing your mindset in terms of changing your lifestyle. You've got to be committed to self-care.
Right.
And really make a decision to be consistent with it. The second thing I thought was super important is making sure that you are accountable, whether you do it on social media, whether you have a trainer, whether you journal, whether you have a health partner, but just have an accountability partner, whether it's in the form of a digital format or actual person or journaling. And then very lastly, culinary choices, just making sure that you're eating and you are what you eat. You know, if you're eating garbage in, garbage out, you're eating a lot of sugar, you're gonna be sluggish and have all the side effects that come with things that aren't good for you. And so I'm just appreciate you inspiring all the women. I'm looking at Attorney Graham's Instagram post, and it's showing her, what is that workout called?
Well, right here, I'm just doing some pull-ups.
Some pull-ups. And I think it was 1 year to the date, October 7th to October 8th of the following year. And she has on the same workout outfit, and it is like night and day. She's lean, she's strong, she's fast, she's confident. And the, you know, the lady to the left, which is where she started,
right,
is you know, she's really trying to do that workout. But I can see that there was such a difference in the effort and also in the way the your body looks. So you right. should be so proud of yourself.
Right. And I tell people my secrets are in my hashtags, okay? Mm-hmm. Stay committed, unfatten myself, eat right, rest well. That's important.
Yes.
Drink water. Drama free, you know.
That's right.
Unbothered, and it's a process.
Wow.
So don't expect all that weight to come off in 2 months. It took me 11 months to see a difference, and to actually meet my weight goal, it took 15 months.
Wow. So it's a long game.
Yeah.
In terms of the journey. Now, where can people find you? And I know you are a super busy lady, but can you just tell them a little bit about who you are and what you do, and just in case they may need your advice outside of like the physical working out lifestyle change aspect of things?
All right, absolutely. Well, again, my name is Fonda Mitchell Graham. I'm an attorney. I practice in family law and entertainment law. I've been practicing over 27 years. They can find me on my website, which is www.tmgesq.com. They can catch me on Instagram. I'm pretty active on there, and send me a message. That's TMGESQ. We also have an Instagram page for our law firm. That's TMGPC. And then we have an informational email. That's info@tmg.com. And finally, the cell phone number. No, no, not that one. Sorry. The office number. The office number.
It's been a long day.
Yes, it has. It's 770-492-9013.
Attorney Graham, thank you so much for your time. You are saving lives.
Thank you.
Yes.
Without a doctor's visit.
That's right. I love it.